got no oar or no blade to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, making sure you have the necessary information to place your mark on the spot of home ownership. Just a friendly reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting home owners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Don't forget to press zero for the operator over the weekends there. Or you can dial 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our highly skilled counselors say this is the year you can become a homeowner. All you have to do to get started is call the good folks at Reach and let the staffers and counselors do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, we have a special all-star Reach lineup of counselors and housing counselors. Yay! That's them. And you know what? It won't cost an extra dime. And we have a special education enrollment offer exclusively for Reach Radio listeners. This will save you a lot of money, and it just may be your first step towards home ownership. Then after the news, Kenesha Wood tells us everything we need to know about the rules and regulation of home ownership. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And now it's time to take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, Reach Radio's random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. I'm doing great. Here's the headlines for today. The Attorney General of Florida says there are many, many unscrupulous companies and individuals in the state that are taking advantage of the desperate situation of many state homeowners who are in trouble, either underwater in their mortgages or looking for a way to refinance. The Attorney General sent us along some tips so you can avoid getting ripped off. U.S. home prices rose in the month of February from a year earlier, pretty solid pace, suggesting that a tight supply of homes for sale is boosting prices despite some slower sales. Real estate data provided by CoreLogic says that prices for existing homes were up 12.2%. Fannie Mae has announced it's extending the 3.5% closing cost assistance incentive in the HomePath incentive. That incentive will qualify buyers to up to 3.5% of the final sales price to pay closing costs. That'll end up saving you a lot of money. And the average U.S. rate on a fixed mortgage rose slightly this week, but still remained near historic low levels. Mortgage buyers Freddie Mac said Thursday that the average rate for a 30-year home loan ticked up to 4.41%. We'll have details on those stories and much more coming up at the bottom of the hour here on the Reach Radio Network.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. That knowledge bank there, it's good for us. Well, when we return, Reach staffers join us in studio with a tin can full of home buyer knowledge. And the best part is, we have the can opener. So stay with us. When we return, everyone will be 2 minutes older than before we left. And we didn't even have to go anywhere.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. Well, no one's disputed that yet to this very day. I guess I'm a jefe of something. I'm not quite sure what it is, but maybe housing. So anyway, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete a selected HUD-approved training course in order to qualify. You know, there are more than 10 home ownership classes included in REACH's annual membership program. They average between $25 and $35 per course. This curriculum educates homeowners and homebuyers on the basics of purchasing, owning, and maintaining a home. Plus, with this membership package, you get 2 free credit checks per year, and that's a $40 value all by itself. You know, when you add up the cost of all these valuable educational homebuyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, REACH is offering REACH Radio listeners the REACH membership program for only $99. Did I say that right? $99. That's a $136 savings just for saying you heard about it on REACH Radio. So call the good folks at REACH today and let them know you want to sign up for the REACH membership education program. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And just to let you know, all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at REACH right now. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay. For more than 10 years, our next guest has been active in the real estate industry. She currently works with REACH as a HUD-certified housing counselor. She just happens to be one of the top producers in the REACH arsenal of certified counselors. Dee Phillips, welcome to REACH Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I think before the show started, you said something about you'd rather be at the beach.
Exactly.
All right. We'll see you later. You can go.
No.
Before you go, we have some questions for you, you know. You have been dubbed one of the top producers over there at REACH. That means you do your job very well. Is that correct?
Yes, I would say so.
All right. Don't incriminate yourself by any means, you know. Now, she really does. She knows her stuff, and that's what's important about REACH and their counselors. They know what they're doing. They've been taught the right way, and they know all the ins and the outs. And I hate to use the word loophole, but maybe some of the loopholes in housing, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
When we find the loopholes, yes, we will use them. Yes.
Dee wants to go to the beach. I can tell you that right now. But before you go, you're going to have to tell us. I know you handle all the first time home buyer stuff
yes.
over there. So you have more than just the home owners workshop, right? We have a few other programs.
We have some other programs. Yes, dealing with credit issues. We also have the FHA back to work extenuating circumstance mm-hmm. for previous owners, and we also do some high cost canceling for other clients that may be getting a different type of loan, getting back into the housing market.
Right.
But my passion is with the first time home buyers.
Right.
So we do offer those courses on Sunday, actually one Sunday out of the month. And for
it's the
this
last
month,
Sunday, right?
Well, for this month it will be April 27th.
That's right.
And if anyone wants to take the class, they can give us a call on our local number, 561-491-1670.
Mm-hmm.
My extension is 203. So call us and we can get you scheduled for the class.
Does that come with mag wheels and, you know, chrome?
Well, not exactly. You will really enjoy the class.
You know, we talk about first-time home buyers and what is defined as a first-time home buyer. And I was shocked to find out, you know, of course, this years ago, but HUD defines a first-time home buyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years.
Yes.
Is that true?
That's true.
How, you know, I guess being first at something doesn't mean as much as it used to, right? You wait 3 years and you hit the reset button and you become a first-time homebuyer
again.
Exactly. What's the advantages to that?
Well, the advantages are that for the grant programs, the first-time home buyer can actually take advantage of that. There are a number of programs that are available, and we do discuss some of those programs in the class. Right. Some of the other things is if the homeowner is divorced, mm-hmm. they can also be classified as a first-time home buyer.
Wow.
Right.
This just keeps getting better.
It's better.
Well, right. what are the advantages? I mean, what do you get? Do they give you a better down payment, or do they give you a better financing program? What's the advantages of being a first-time home buyer?
It makes the client eligible for different programs, different grant programs for their down payment and closing costs.
Oh, so you could get – well, you know, we say that at the open of every show. We help through financial assistance mm-hmm. and counseling and,
right.
and education.
Exactly.
And so the financial assistance – folks, listen, if you're looking to buy a home and you need some help, you need to call REACH.
Exactly.
What's your extension there again?
My extension is 203.
That's not too hard to remember. 203 is a good number. And like, what kind of assistance have you seen in the past? I mean, they give you $100,000, they give you $10,000, they give you $5. What's the deal?
Well, right now, one of our most popular programs is through Florida Housing, and it is a grant program where the client can get up to $10,000.
Oh, thanks.
That can help them with the down payment and the closing cost.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And have that the requirements for that changed lately? I know with the crash we had in 08 and all that, they started saying we want 20% down.
No, this is with they are actually looking for the client to have a 640 score.
Right.
And
that's not too bad.
That's not too bad. And
right.
if they're getting the FHA loan,
right.
then they need about 3.5% down. So unlike
reasonable.
The conventional, that is asking for 20%.
Yeah.
So it's an excellent program. I think that they should contact us, and we can talk with them and give them more detailed information.
And we know the number. It's 855-48-REACH, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
855-487-3224. Call Dee Phillips. She's on top of it. She's the head counselor. You know, I looked at my credit score the other day. It was a 420. What's that mean?
you need to come to us for credit counseling.
That's right. You do. That's another service that we offer at REACH, and that would be credit counseling.
Exactly.
And it's like a well-tuned machine, isn't it? You have to have your credit in order. You have to have your down payments in order. Everything has to be in its place. And then, voila, you can be a homeowner.
Exactly.
And do you have any favorite success stories? Anyone that you've counseled that has went on to be the president of the United States or anything like that?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not to be the president.
Yeah, counsel me, will you? I'd like to go there.
Call us.
Well, I have to tell you that there are a lot of people that don't believe that we can do what we say we do, and we talk about this on the show all the time. People just... They feel that they have to put a lot of money down before they can get something done, but not so with REACH, right?
Right.
And what's the cost of the first-time home buyer course that we're going to talk about a little later in the show?
$49 per person.
But that includes
lunch,
beverages,
and snacks, and a fantastic learning experience.
That's the most important part. All right. Well, you know the number and you know the name.
Mm-hmm.
Dee Phillips at REACH. The number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH. Or if you want to be dexterous, you can dial 855-487-3224. Dee, thanks for, you were worried about this being long and what we'd have to say next and all that, right? And it's over. We're done. Dee,
Thank you, Allie. You
look so relaxed.
Thank you.
When we return... The number one ranked foreclosure fighter in the FHA, the one and only Wanda Camacho. Are you wondering what a foreclosure fighter sounds like? Well, they sound tall. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know play to roam. Ain't got no home, I know plays to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. Still, and joining us in the studio today, our second REACH staffer, has more than 10 years serving South Florida's real estate community. Currently, Wanda Camacho is a counselor with REACH in Palm Beach, Florida. And she is also a certified HUD counselor and speaks Spanish and enjoys helping people save their homes. And that's what you do. Wanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan.
You're not nervous, are you?
Nah. No.
You know, Wanda went to the chiropractor the other day, and the chiropractor told her that she had 256 joints in her body. And I heard her say, hey, don't forget about the one in my pocket. So I don't know. Is that true?
Not my kind of joke, not but if you say so.
Well, we know you're all about foreclosure. You are the foreclosure queen, I guess. We couldn't call you the king, but I have personally watched you work, and I've seen some amazing things come from your desk. And you actually get in there. That's why we called you a fighter, because I believe you get in there and grab those banks by the neck and squeeze them until they squeal, right?
Yeah. Well, not literally, but we'd like to. Basically, you know, as counselors, we try to make the process more streamlined for the homeowner when they have to deal with the bank.
Right.
And it does help the homeowner quite a bit to get a response in a timely fashion.
Well, I think the biggest problem that everyone has with foreclosure is they get the notice in the mail that not a lot of people know you have 20 days to respond to that. So they get the notice in the mail, and they go, ugh, it's from the bank, and they throw it in the trash. That would be wrong.
Well, basically, you know, first of all, in Florida, this is a judicial foreclosure state, so it is controlled by the courts. And the first step is the notice of default, which basically comes after the homeowner is 3 payments behind. Then the lender has to file a list pendants, or referred to as a suit pending, which is the lawsuit against the homeowner for defaulting on the mortgage.
And the bank does that, right?
Yes. Now, once they are served, that's when they have 20 calendar days to respond to the courts.
Now, it's important that you say that, calendar days, because calendar days includes the weekend.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely. Okay. Now, this is going to be the opportunity to present their side of the hearing, but they can immediately give us a call as soon as they get something in the mail from their lender, even if it's just a notice of default. And they shouldn't be allowing the process to go into the courts, because we're here to help them. So yeah, as soon as they call us, immediately we start the paperwork to the servicer. You know, it's a matter of communication. Basically, the lender wants to hear back from the homeowner. You know, we all go through hardships at times. Right. It's called life. And once they have fallen behind, they have to communicate with the lender. And a lot of people, that's where they begin to really fail, is in the communication process, because the lender wants to really help them. The lender wants them, you know, they want to help them with a resolution, whether it's reinstatement or forbearance, or if they don't have an affordable payment, making home affordable or any type of loan modification that could make their payments more affordable.
That's why they need to call us first.
Absolutely.
As soon as you, don't be freaked out when you get that message or that envelope in the mail. from your bank. You need to open it. You need to read it. You need to respond. It really doesn't hurt to respond. Like Wanda said, they don't want your house. They just want your money.
Exactly.
So, well, that's what they're there for. That's why they initiated the loan, and that's just standard operating procedure for them. But what we have at Reach are a few more bullets in the arsenal there, I guess.
Absolutely, Alan.
What could we do in lieu of having to come up with all the money for the house?
Well, basically, you know, once again, communication is key. So once we help them with a package to the servicer, you know, the process is really quick, anyways from 30 to 45 days nowadays.
Okay, let's not get lost in our terms. The servicer is the bank.
The servicer is basically the one who sends in their statement every month, who collects the money, the payments from the homeowners. So basically our job is to make sure that, you know, their paperwork doesn't get lost in the shuffle, so to speak.
And with Florida being the number one foreclosure state in the nation, yay, we're number one, I guess paperwork could get shuffled and lost and missed and...
Absolutely. And the benefit of working with us is that we do have specific contacts at the banks or with the mortgage company, the servicer, that works our packages, and they make the process go much quicker. And so we do have, you know, we do know people that working specifically the paperwork that we send in as a HUD certified housing agency, they do have designated individuals who will work our packages and we'll get a much quicker response.
Sure, because it's a family kind of a thing. You get to know each other and you work with them, whereas an outside, for lack of a better term, an attorney or something that doesn't have that kind of relationship that we have with the servicers, well, then it makes it a little tougher on them to do their job. We grease through it because we know what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Reach, right?
Absolutely.
Wow. And what are the chances? I know I'm not looking for an exact number, but I know that you have saved houses that have already been sold. You took it off the block and reinstated it to the previous owner?
Well, basically, we don't want them to wait till last minute till they have a sale day. But, yes, you know, we've been pretty successful in helping the homeowner up until the time that they get a sale date. Once again, we don't want them to wait till they get a sale date. We want them to come to us sooner because nowadays there's a lot of rules that are changing. You know, before the time frames were a little better. They're getting a little more strict now. So as soon as they cannot afford to make their payment for the first time, they should be contacting
us.
There's absolutely no cost for our services, and we definitely will make sure that they get back on track. If we can help them in any way with communicating to the lender, that's what we're there for.
That's a good point. You make a good point. You should, if you know, I mean, the first person that knows that you're not making your payment is you. Not so much the bank. So what you're saying, if I got this correct, is that as soon as you know that you're not going to be able to make those payments, call Reach. Call them and get the process started. Then you won't get that nasty letter from the bank, and you won't be stuck having your house sold on the auction block, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Well, there you go. Wanda Camacho, you are the king of the foreclosure fighters, and it's been a pleasure having you,
Alan,
on the show. You want to get a hold of Wanda, you know the number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Wanda, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
All right. Well, that brings us right up to our Spotlight Home of the Week. And it is brought to you by Pat Tracy & Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Now, this property is located in Preston Lake Lane. It's in Port St. Lucie. It's a beautiful house, not a condo or an apartment. It is a home. It's a house that can become your home. It has 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. It's been totally redone, freshly painted, new kitchen cabinets, new appliances, a nice large backyard with a utility shed. We're assuming it's one of those 10x10 bubbies. And there's a screened-in porch, and it's ready to move in. You can just check out that house on the Reach Radio Show website. That's www.reachradioshow.com, and go to the Spotlight Home section there, and you can see that home for yourself. Again, it's a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath, totally redone, freshly painted, new cabinets, new appliances, and a large backyard. To make this house your home, you can take control of that situation by calling Pat Tracy and Associates. Their number is 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Coming up, we are about ready to launch the second half of Reach Radio. Directly after the news, Kenesha Wood joins us with an in-depth discussion about home counselors and what they do after hours. We'll probably go out drinking or something like that. I don't know. But after the news, Rick Snyder has a few more tips on what to look for when buying a house. But right now, it's time for the WBZT News Studio Voice Activator. Steve Cody. Steve.
Voice activated.
Yeah, your
news
voice. News
follows. Well, here's the latest real estate news from the Reach Radio News Network. Fannie Mae has announced that they're extending the 3.5% closing cost assistance incentive for HomePath properties purchased during the first look period in 27 different states. During the first look period, owner, occupant, or public entity buyers are able to submit offers on HomePath properties, giving them the opportunity to buy a home without competition from investors. Now, the first look period is in effect for the first 20 days that a property is on the market. To be eligible for that incentive, the initial offer has to be submitted by April 30th and have to close on or before June 30th of this year. The incentive will offer qualified buyers up to 3.5% of the final sales price to pay closing costs. Now, in many cases, buyers could use those savings to buy down the interest rate through upfront points, resulting in additional savings over the whole length of the mortgage. Buyers can work with their lender of choice, and they can determine with the lender whether or not this is an option. We got an email from the Florida Attorney General, and she asked us to share these tips with our radio audience about how not to get ripped off. Homeowners should never, ever pay any upfront fees and should avoid any high-pressure sales tactics. Fees may only be collected after services are completed. Homeowners should also first try talking to their lenders, just like Wanda said, or a lawyer before contacting any third-party company for rescue or modification services. If a homeowner believes that he or she has been taken advantage of by a disreputable company, there's a number you can call. It's 1-866-9-NO-SCAM. That's the Florida Attorney General's office. They're also online at myfloridalegal.com. In addition, many unscrupulous companies and individuals are taking advantage of the desperate situation that our state's homeowners are facing. These companies promise that they can save homes and then take outrageous upfront fees. The Attorney General reminds you that that is not legal. U.S. home prices rose in February from a year earlier at a solid pace, suggesting that a tight supply of homes for sale is boosting prices despite some slowdown of sales. Real estate data provided by CoreLogic says that prices for existing homes rose 12.2% in February from a year ago. That was up slightly from January. We don't have the March numbers yet. Distressed home sales accounted for a smaller portion of the market across South Florida, helping to normalize local housing industry while at the same time putting more of a squeeze on already burdened buyers. Palm Beach County posted 3,598 transactions involving a short sale or foreclosure last year, representing 23% of all single-family home sales, according to data from the Real Estate Association of the Palm Beaches. That's down from 29% in 2012. In the condo market, 20% of sales involved a troubled mortgage, compared with 24% the year before. Distressed sales have been slowly shrinking for the past 3 years. Many people who were underwater before because of rising prices find that they don't have to let their homes fall into foreclosure, and they don't need permission from their lenders to sell for less than they owe on the mortgage. And here's some heartwarming mortgage news for a change. This is not a Florida news. It's about the mudslides that happened in Washington. About 40 homes were destroyed in the Oso landslide. Many who lost their houses probably still owe many payments on those home loans. Lynn Peter of the State Department of Financial Assistance says that mortgages are legally binding contracts, even if those homes are gone. But one community bank says that if insurance won't help their customers, they're willing to completely forgive the debt. Eric Sprink, he's the CEO of Coastal Community Bank, says he heard that some big banks are offering a period of reprieve of 3 months or so. He says 3 months of waiving payments is not really that helpful. It's not really addressing the main topic of, hey, what's going to happen to the mortgage on the house? In some cases, it's a $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 question. That needs to be addressed, he says. It will, of course, be a monetary loss for our bank, but Mr. Brink says the bank is healthy enough to handle it, and he sees that as a good way to use the bank's reserves. A hero.
Nice.
And that's the news.
Well, that's from the mudslide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a slip and slide. You think they might refinance that?
No, but you can probably get the health care coverage.
That's it. Well, I have a slip and slide attorney. And thanks for the news, Steve. That's great. All righty then. Our next guest founded a foreclosure prevention program in New York State where she counseled homeowners and homebuyers through the outreach events and special financial programs. Kenesha Wood, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Yay!
Hey, first we have to find out, how's the little, you know, we have a new addition in the Wood family.
Yeah, my little Cassie's doing great, much, much better, so.
She's not a chip off the old, no. We don't want
to go,
we didn't want to go there. But listen, you could help us out. You are the top housing counselor there, and I have to ask you, what does a housing counselor do?
Other than being a social worker and a divorce counselor and everything else in between, we actually work very hard in helping our clients get to the path they're looking for, whether it's housing counselors throughout the state of Florida and throughout the country do a multitude of different things, such as getting into buying a house, helping you with rental advice or assistance, advising on defaults, foreclosure prevention. You know, we're experienced and we are fully trained. We have to have our certification and credentials in place.
You don't have like a little counseling couch or anything? You don't do that,
right? No, we let them sit in a chair. But if they want, feel free. They could feel free to lie on the desk or on the floor while we have this counseling.
We'll counsel you no matter what. You know, when we say counseling, folks, what we're talking about here is a plethora of information and knowledge that the REACH counselors have that helps the process of home buying go a little smoother and a little quicker. I mean, of course, it's best to know where the rocks are. You know, when you're walking down a path, you don't want to step in a hole, so it's better to have someone guide you through. And that's kind of, in layman's terms, what we do at REACH, right?
Yes, yes. You need that guide. And it also, our services is free. You know, there's no cost in you coming to us and talking to us and giving you the option. So we could take you down that right path versus you becoming victimized. As we know, it's a big thing in the state of Florida. We have every scam that could be created in the state of Florida, and we try to prevent that from happening. So we try to give those that callers that advice.
Right.
You know, because it becomes costly if you go down that route and start paying someone to help you with something that you have experienced, trained, and trustworthy people to help you with. And the biggest thing is that the bank prefer you working with a HUD-approved counseling agency than working with an attorney.
Right. I was just going to say HUD-approved is the key word in that sentence, because we understand how the HUD, because HUD teaches us. How their programs work and who best fits into what program. And that's what makes REACH so attractive when it comes to the selection of who will help me get into my home. And, you know, we say this at the beginning of every show. We're not kidding around. You can become a homeowner this year. The REACH counselors and staffers know their job. They know their business. And like I said earlier in the show, the best way to get started is call REACH. And you know that number, 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. And let the staffers and counselors do their job, and we'll get you into a house. If you're looking for a house, that's what we do. What do they need when they come into the REACH offices? Any special materials that they have? Have to get started in the process, or we just
to buy a house.
Yes,
to buy a house, of course, taking the class, which is great for you to, which is what you'll need first and foremost to get any down payment assistance program. You know, of course, you need a tax return. The same thing that the lender would require of you. We try to get you preparing those documentations. Mm-hmm. So we will require of you, your tax return, pay information. Any other information that you'll need, you know, credit. We go extensive credit review and counseling with you, because that's the biggest reason, you know, for you to get the good rate. You know, we say the good rate because, you know, we help you build your credit scores back up. But we help you prepare all the documentation and information you will need, you know, and help you know your options out there. What is the FHA or conventional? It doesn't matter what loan. Every person's situation is different,
right?
Because everyone needs are different.
Plus, there's a lot of additional programs that and I know they all have three-letter initials and everything, and hemp and HEFA and whatever.
And TIL and GFP and, you know. So we let you understand the lingos, the mortgage terms, lingos and jargons that's out there that sometimes we ourselves, they make them up as a go. Just to start Googling them. So, we keep on top of things.
Right. And we did have a guest on the show a few weeks ago that talked about the rapidly changing rules inside of FHA and HUD, and they said that it changes so fast that they don't print the book anymore because by the time they get the book printed, it's changed. So they rely on the website and HUD-approved counselors such as the good folks at REACH, correct?
Correct. And, you know, and especially this year, January 10th, a lot of changes came down from the new board, the CFPB board, which is the Consumer Financial Protection Board, which is great for borrowers and homeowners out there. It's giving them the benefit. So a lot of counseling is now required. Whether you're going to get grant assistance or not, they're now requiring you to do the counseling. It's a benefit because then you go in knowing what you're getting into versus you a few years ago when everyone was just signing documentations and not knowing what they're signing or signing blank paper or thinking they were going to get a 2% interest rate fixed, but they end up realizing a day later it's a 10% adjustable rate mortgage. So it takes out the not knowing you come into speaking to someone as yourself, you know, and getting you prepared. You have to do counseling. High-cost mortgage now. You do the counseling, FHA back-to-work counseling, which help you get back into a house a little bit sooner than you're waiting 3 years. You know, right. Only need to wait 1 year with counseling done through us.
Right. Now, we offer these programs. There are several courses that you can take, folks, and we offer those programs. You heard us say earlier in the show it's the REACH Educational Membership Program, and instead of paying an individual price for each one of those programs, we can take all the programs, mm-hmm, and bundle them in, and it's like a $99 fee. It's just a nuisance fee.
For $99, Stu, that's a small
investment.
You know, for you to, when you finish, you're going to be purchasing a house that's $150,000 or more.
Yeah.
So $99 is a small investment. That's showing your commitment that you really want to get to the path that you want to get to.
Right.
You don't want to be led astray.
And the best part about these programs is if you can take it as many times as you want during the course of the year. It's an annual membership. So if you want to take the first-time homebuyer course that costs $35 or
$30, $49.
It's $49. It went up to $49. Okay. Well, if you wanted to take that 10 times, that's $490. So $99 seems like a pretty good deal, and you could keep taking those programs until you understand exactly what's going on in the home buying process. And the good folks at REACH will help you right through that because that's what we do there.
And we're the best at it. I mean, we're the only counseling agency out there at this moment offering high-cost mortgage counseling. Right. Ring that bell, Alan. Thank you.
That's the BS bell there, I think. But no, we're telling it to you straight, folks. They hardly charge. The fees are nominal. I mean, as a matter of fact, that first-time homebuyers course we're going to be talking about here in a minute also includes beverages and
we
some
give them
food,
a lot,
right?
Of food. We do give a lot of food and snacks and entertainment. We are entertainers in that class. You know, you have so much fun, and we have a wealth of experienced person that comes in that would have cost you money if you go other way.
What kind of food do you have?
You just have to come to know. I don't know. I think maybe we might be having surf and turf the next class coming up.
Ooh, hey.
We never know.
That's not bad. That's not bad. So, and you also, you have some other tips for us a little later on. We're going to take a break and do a couple things here, and then you're going to come back and talk to us about tax filing.
Yes, we're going to talk about taxes and investment.
Can you believe that tax day is just 10 days away? I have a hard time gripping on that.
You know, next week is Christmas, too.
What? It's coming that quick. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Kanisha, thanks for joining us. And hang around. Don't leave because we have one more segment to do with you. And that brings us right up to...
Our house is a very, very, very fine house. And
I love it. To make your house a home, our show producer, Rick Snyder, has discovered some very valuable home buying tips. some things that you want to keep an eye on during the purchasing process of your home.
Right? Actually, Ellen, before you buy your house, you should know some things. Keep this in mind. Right. Research details about the buying process, what to look for in a house, where it is, what kind of mortgage to get, programs for first-time home buyers. Ask the sellers. You need to know what to ask the sellers. Reach can help you here. We've been talking about this for the whole hour. Reach is a HUD-approved housing counselor agency. Most of their services are free, and you just heard three of our talented counselors on the air talking about what it is they do. Thing number one that you should know. Thing number one, you don't have to buy a house. Don't have to buy it. Don't buy it because that's what you've been told or you think you're supposed to do. Don't buy it because you think it's a good investment. May not be all that great. Don't buy because you might get married and have kids someday. Don't buy because you think it will lead you to some sort of an idealized life. A home won't change who you are. When you buy a home, you buy it because it makes sense financially. You're ready to go. You're ready to deal with the challenges of home ownership, and it's better for your housing dollar than the other options available to you. Buy a home because it's what you want and what you can afford. Step number two, plan to own it for several years. Buying is the biggest financial undertaking you'll ever make. Owning a home is thinking long-term rather than short-term, and doing it solely for investment gains isn't a sure thing either. Check what's happened here the last two or three years.
Absolutely.
Buy as much house as you can afford and that you might need, but no more than that. Those big houses look great, don't they? Want a clean four bedrooms? Woo! You can probably live on less house than you think, and know that you will probably be happy with less, especially if there are rooms like an unfinished basement or an attic in the home that could become a multi-purpose room.
We have a lot of those in Florida, you know.
Absolutely. Yes, they do.
Unfinished basements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buy too much house and you'll be spending more money on maintenance, energy, and taxes. So if you're deciding how big of a home you need, no matter how big your house is, you can only be in one room at a time.
Woo-hoo.
It's nice to have at least one bathroom, by the way, for every adult in your home. Number four, negotiate as much as you can with the seller. Know more about the negotiation process with buying a home, how much you should put down as a deposit, what you can push for, etc. If you use a buyer's agent, that's a plus. Besides just the purchase price, there may be things that need fixing or replacement. You do it. Don't let them do it because they're going to look for the least expensive option.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're going to do it, get actual estimates from repair companies. You need new cabinets in the kitchen. That's something you can negotiate out with the owner. Home buyers benefit from learning more, and you can learn a lot from Reach. And number five, don't be afraid to walk away. The biggest problem for home buyers, emotional attachment. When you find a home you love and you just can't make it and it's going to take another 10 grand or whatever it is, think about it. Don't become emotionally attached to a property that's not going to work out for you. Once the papers are signed and the keys are handed over, you can think of the place as your own home, but make sure you go through all those steps.
You know, they say don't go to the grocery store hungry.
Correct.
Because you'll buy a lot of things
you
don't
need.
What don't you want to do when you go to buy a house?
Well, you don't want to get emotionally involved.
You don't want to go hungry, right?
I think that's true, too. Thank you, Alan. Always a treat to be on the show.
You bet. Thank you, Rick. Very useful information. All right, joining us on the phone right now is the Reach marketing guru, Elkana Southall. She's reporting live from the Immigration Assistance event in Homestead, Florida today. Elkana, are you in there?
I'm here, Alan. Hi, ladies.
Hey. Everybody says hi. what's going on down in Homestead today?
Okay, well, I'm over here at the Immigration Helping Immigrants Helping Immigrants, which is a networking tool for, to help our immigrants that are coming into the country that does not know how to navigate the system.
Right.
And so it's a pool of nonprofits and for-profits that are here to assist.
You're talking about corporate people, right?
Like corporate, even
who's there?
Staff members.
Yeah, who's there?
I have people from Workforce Alliance. We have people that are lawyers. We just have a number of people here.
Is there a big crowd? You got a lot of people down there?
Yes, we do. I'm literally trying to walk out so I don't make a so it won't be too noisy.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
People who have mom and pop businesses are even here. Members from, we have a staff member from ASLAC that is here. So it's a good crowd.
So we're helping out the immigrants who have just come aboard the country find their way, right?
Find their way. You know, sometimes, you know, they don't know how to apply for their driver's license or ID or a social security card, you know, and then the main focus is to prevent them being taken advantage of. You know, some people prey on people that does not know. It's the same way as the housing marketing. Yep. People are facing foreclosure, and, you know, you have a lot of people preying on them and trying to take money from them that they don't even really have just so they could get the information or the help that they need. So, yeah.
Right. Is there a way to get a hold of the event organizers? Do you have a website or a phone number?
I don't have it on hand right now. But
we'll put that up on the Reach Radio or on the Reach website there so people can call in and take a look. So it sounds like an exciting project. Thanks for calling in and letting us know what's going on. We like to keep our audience informed. And we will return right after this. Kanisha Wood has some parsing words of enlightenment for homeowners and homebuyers, whomever you may be. So if you're seeking more light than you came in with, then Kanisha's probably your best source of Yankee candles. Okay.
Ain't got no home. I know baby.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. And we're still in studio with Kanisha Wood, one of the top counselors under the Reach umbrella. You know, we mentioned earlier she founded a foreclosure prevention program in New York State where she counseled homeowners and home buyers through the outreach events and special financing program. I know she didn't want me to say this, but, you know, she hails from Jamaica, man. And she grew up in New York, earned a double degree in criminal justice, and now she's riding on the crest of counseling home buyers on what they need to know when entering the housing market. Kanisha, thanks for hanging out.
It is my pleasure.
Oh, you say that now, but later on, huh? You know, we were talking earlier about tax day, and it's coming. It's and why would that be important to a homeowner? Because there's a interest deduction. Tell us a little bit about the interest deduction. Where does that come from? Where does it go? Does it have a
Should
name?
Should I read my speech I wrote first, or do I get into them playing?
Do you want to read a speech? No, we just know that taxes are coming up, and they're due in just 10 measly little days.
Yes.
And I know there's a form that the bank, I guess it comes from the bank, right?
Yes, you at the end of the tax year, you get a 1099 form with a mortgage interest that you paid out of the year, and that helps you with a deductible exemption on your tax return. You know, for those who don't have a lot of dependents, it comes in handy to have that 1099. But keep in mind, that only comes from the bank if and only if you make your mortgage payment that year. So if you didn't make a mortgage payment for the whole year, then you don't get one of those 1099. If you did make mortgage payment a month or two, you might get one. You use that to file your taxes.
So it's like a little percentage of what you've paid. They're not going to
let you slip and
slide on that deal.
Right. So if you didn't make a mortgage payment at all and you're in active foreclosure behind your mortgage, you will not get that 1099. You didn't pay any interest into the mortgage, right?
Right. Is there anything else in the foreclosure stream that we would need to know when filing taxes? Is that the only issue that's concerning our taxes, refund or the tax credit for paying interest on the loan? Is there any other types of paperwork that comes from the bank that we would need to have to file our taxes?
No, I think that's all they send is a 1099. That's it. And if you were a home buyer the previous year and you had buy into the loan, which is what they call points, and you could always call a REIT so we could explain more to you about points. If you buy into your loan and, you know, kind of lower your interest rate, that you could use to deduct also for the next tax filing year.
Right. So how about home repairs and things like that? Should you keep all your receipts?
You want to keep all the receipts, of course, but that doesn't go into the tax. It's only thing when you do energy efficient upgrade and certain things like that, then you could get that to deduct it off your taxes.
Right, but just not the regular home repairs and things like that.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. I don't file taxes anymore. I quit. I'm only kidding.
And
I'm only kidding.
Yeah. Uncle Sam heard that one.
We'll be doing the show from the government prison there.
Leavenworth.
Yeah, that's where that next show's coming from. Well, so the tax is coming, and we know to keep an eye out for that. What else should we keep an eye out for in the tax department?
Here's the thing. Your tax is coming. You have 10 more days to file a tax, right? April 15th, when everyone's going to be standing in that line before midnight to put their taxes in. Yeah, I'm not sure how to do here, but, you know, you could avoid a loss and create again. How, you may ask, you use your tax refund. Use a tax refund towards a down payment to purchase a home. What's the best way of investing in yourself? By taking a tax refund and putting it towards a down payment towards purchasing a house. And the good thing is, you know, tax season ends right about the right time, because REACH is going to be having their next first-time home buying workshop April 27th, right after the tax deadline. You file the tax and see how much money you're going to get back. You bring that into us and let us show you how you could invest into yourself.
Well, what a smart idea. So you take your tax refund, make a little investment into a home, and then at the end of next year, you'll get some more write-offs.
Exactly. What's the better way of investing in your house?
I love it. And do we know the number to call? Of course we do. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or for best results, you probably want to visit the website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org.
And they could find us on Facebook, you know, Reach for Housing. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. And find us on Facebook. We have a wealth of information that we put on our Facebook and all the activities and the good times we had, like today.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We're going out drinking after the show, but we're just drinking water. That's great. Well, we'd like to thank our guests for coming by, especially all the REACH staffers for sharing the wealth of information that they have. And if you're looking to buy a home, that's who you need to call. That's about all the time left to us today. We want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. Well, again, we'll thank all our guests for coming by. And if you want to stop by the show website, it's reachradioshow.com. That's where we keep all the archives and all the past shows. And you can also call REACH at 855-48-REACH. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. Be sure to tell your friends about the show, especially if they're looking to buy or purchase a home. And remember, we're having fun helping kids.
I know played wrong. Ain't got no home. I know played wrong. I'm a lonely boy.